We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:44, call it, 16 before 10, Wednesday, July 8th, joined by a friend of ours, Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Good morning, Dub. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you, sir. We just got off the phone with Melinda White, a Louisiana state representative, talking about she got a plan. It's interesting to raise the minimum wage. She said she'd take $7.26 just to establish a Louisiana minimum wage, not the federal one. And then she says that eventually this is going to help lower auto insurance rates. I don't see the connection there. Am I missing something or what?
No, I don't see that one myself. So I haven't heard that argument.
Yeah, I think what she's saying is because people are working poor. And look, they are a lot of – let me back up for a second. Dub, talk about the working poor, if you will. People that are poor, is it a lot? There is poverty. Talk about poverty in Louisiana, if you will, and the fact that it's not, I believe, just because people don't work or are not working, correct?
Right. I mean, yes, for many people, if you're working at minimum wage, you would actually fall below the U.S. poverty line, and especially in the hospitality industry and things like that, we do have quite a few of those in Louisiana and certainly New Orleans.
So the thought that somebody who is driving around uninsured would then take whatever money they make to put toward automobile insurance, that would seem like that would almost be like a tertiary item that you would worry about?
When you mentioned that, I really hadn't heard that argument before, but I started thinking, well, what would be the argument? And the answer is, well, are there a lot of people that don't have insurance? They're working poor, and that if they made a little bit more, they might be able to afford insurance. It's not just be able to afford insurance. It's you be able to have something to protect. That is, if you're poor and you get sued, you don't have much to lose. So if you build up a little bit something in terms of asset, then you really want to have insurance because you actually now have something that's worth protecting. So I'll think about it a little bit more, but I don't see that as being a real major factor. I mean, there's lots of other things going on.
She believes in it, though, I'll tell you that. I'd like to talk to her again about it. Let's talk about minimum wage, the arguments for and against, and is there any empirical data that states with higher their own state minimum wage, higher than the federal mandated wage of $7.25 an hour, if you go to where it's 10 or 12 or whatever, that it lifts people out of poverty?
I haven't seen many studies on that. I mean, one thing I do want people to understand, and I have very mixed feelings, I will tell you, about the minimum wage. I certainly tend to be a very strong free market type of person, mm-hmm. and do want to make everybody understand that if you do have a minimum wage, that there will be some consequences. There will be an increase in unemployment. Now, the evidence is not very strong as to how much it will be. That's all the argument is. Well, if we have a small increase in unemployment, and then so many other people are now being helped and live living wage or whatever, that might be a trade-off you're willing to make. And that's, unfortunately, the evidence I've seen is not real strong as to exactly which way that works, as to how much an effect that has on unemployment. But one thing I do want to give people a little bit of perspective on is I went back and calculated and looked at what the minimum wage was when I graduated from high school, and asked if all we did was to inflation adjust that was $1.60. If you inflated and adjust that to now, it would be over $10 an hour. So if we moved it up to $10 an hour, in real terms, we would be at the same minimum wage we were in 1971. So I would say that $10 an hour number is one that I'm fairly comfortable with. That won't shut down the economy or cause huge amounts. Now, the $15 an hour, that one scares me a little bit. But I do want people to have a little perspective on that.
So you constantly hear from business owners whenever this comes up that they're going to have to lay people off because they won't have enough money to go around, I guess, or that the pushback is on that. Is there any data that indicate that does happen, or is that just something that people say because they don't want to pay more to their employees?
No, there's no doubt that there will be an increase in unemployment. I say what's not as clear is how much. In other words, is it going to be a 2 or 3% increase on unemployment, or is it going to just be a 0.2%? That's the part that we don't really have some good information on.
So I'm sorry, Dub. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but no. What do you do with somebody that, I don't know if you say they fell through the cracks or there just was no foundation, but either way, they're 40 years old. They have no skills. They've not done anything to educate themselves. Maybe they didn't have the opportunity to educate themselves. You can look at it however you want. I'm just taking a snapshot, right? So there you are, 40 years old, limited skills. You're working for minimum wage. What are we supposed to do as a society to lift that person out of poverty, or are they going to be working poor all of their lives? I would think there are numerous people that fall into that category, and I don't know what we do with them.
No, there certainly are, and again, that's what the whole idea is, that that's what the phrase living wage comes from. I'm not completely comfortable with that, but if you give everybody a living wage, then they can actually afford. The part of it is, says if people really are working, and again they have very low skills, they're not going to make a lot. But if you can have a higher minimum wage, if they're working full time, people ought to be able to live a decent life. That's kind of the notion behind it. And I will tell you, according to our official statistics, that right now that people that are working full time at minimum wage are legally poor. That is, we have a definition in this country what poverty is, and they would meet that definition. So there are some people that are disturbed by that. Now, again, the basic idea that for long-term survival is you need to find the people. It's really education. The ones that are at that level are ones that dropped out of high school that really didn't ever get the skills you need to operate in this society. But that's a much longer-term approach. This one sounds much easier to do, is what people, I think, are attracted by it.
And then as somebody texted in, with automation, they never call in sick. I mean, the machines break down every now and then, but they don't call in sick. They do pretty much get it right every time and so forth, and it's also a concern.
Yes. Well, and again, let me also say that you mentioned earlier about the employers, saying, well, we'll have to lay people off or whatever. They're not willing to do it. For the basic economics of labor, economics has to say that the reason you hire people is only if they can produce profit for you. That is, it's not a philanthropy. You hire people because they help you produce your product. And if they can produce enough that makes it worth your while to pay for them, you'll be willing to pay them any type of wage that they're willing to work at. And so that's why if you raise the minimum wage, then if they were to hire somebody that doesn't produce that much value to the firm, then they would actually be subsidizing them. And that's not what firms are in the business for.
Thank you, Dub. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a good week. Well, weekend. Okay. I guess I could tell you weekend. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, you're a little ahead of the game there, Tommy.
Well, may as well look ahead. Walter Dublane. Thank you, sir. Associate Professor of Economics Finance at UNO. We'll take a break. Come back, find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.